Welcome to the Empowering Agency Workers, the podcast for all temporary workers. If you're unsure of your rights, unsure how to find work, or just plain unsure, we're here to help. It's all too easy to be exploited, so your expert host, Julia Kermode, will empower you to succeed.
Hi, thanks for joining me today. I'm really pleased to be with you. And today we're trying something new. So we've had some feedback that some of the episodes we do with interviewees are a little bit long. And they're great, but actually the feedback we've got is to do some shorter solo episodes in amongst the longer, more in-depth interviews. So that's what I'm going to do today with you. And today I want to talk to you about the general outlook of the jobs market. I've got some facts and figures that I want to share with you, which hopefully will be really useful in your quest for finding work. And just going to touch on a little bit about things that you can do as well to kind of give yourself the best chance of success. So yeah, thank you very much for joining me today. And the first thing I wanted to say to you is that I actually feel really positive about this year. So we're in March 2021, and we are still in the lockdown, affected by the pandemic, but things are looking up. Things are most certainly looking up within the jobs market, which is a major reason why you'll be listening to this. Hiring since November has actually seen a big spike, and we've seen a 15% increase in hiring for permanent roles. But really interesting for you listening to this podcast is that there's been a 25% increase in hiring for contract and temporary workers. So those workers are not permanent workers. They are people like you who are temping perhaps through a recruitment agency or perhaps directly with businesses. So that those types of workers, their higher rate, so the rate in which businesses are hiring those workers has gone up 25% in recent months, which is absolutely fantastic news. It's brilliant. Obviously, a lot of firms are bringing people in a temporary or contract role or short-term projects, whatever it might be, rather than hiring permanent staff at the moment. That's really no surprise because things are still so uncertain for businesses as we do hopefully move out of the pandemic situation and into a more stable environment. So yeah, fantastic. So demand is up. There are some sectors where there are skills shortages, and those are engineering and manufacturing, financial services, health, and construction. So if you work in any of those sectors, then hopefully your chances of finding a role are that bit higher, because those are the sectors that, according to latest data, have some shortages there. And I've also wanted to list the five most in-demand jobs, which are the most in-demand job at the moment are nurses, which is perhaps not that surprising given the kind of pressures on our health system at the moment. Then IT manager, and again, not massively surprising, given that firms will have had to have made a lot of their workforce able to work from home, and obviously there's a lot of IT and technical requirements within that. Engineering, which is slightly surprising, followed by admin staff and drivers. So I guess in terms of drivers, we have seen an increase in people buying stuff online. So obviously that needs to be delivered. So I'm guessing those are the types of drivers that are in demand at the moment. So that could be a good option for you looking for work to maybe see whether there are opportunities as a driver. So yeah, those are the most in-demand job roles. So the top five are nurse at number one, IT manager, engineer, admin staff, and then drivers. And also we've looked at kind of the What are hiring businesses looking for from people that they're recruiting? And the most desirable qualities that they're looking for are a good education. And then that's very closely followed by the ability to work as part of a team and an overall positive attitude. So that's interesting. So they're not kind of looking necessarily for specific skills, although obviously you will need to meet whatever skills criteria that a firm has. But it's very interesting that you know, it's education at the top and then being able to work as part of a team and then that overall positive attitude. And so those kind of softer qualities are probably worth emphasising in any job applications that you might have on the go at the moment. And I think I can understand the perspective for businesses there, because it's been such a difficult time for everyone recently. Changes beyond our control, changes most of us never predicted. And the having someone within the team that is positive, as opposed to someone who's negative and brings everyone down, I think is a real bonus if you've got a positive attitude. And obviously being able to work as part of a team, because, you know, things have changed so much and people's roles will have changed and, you know, teams will have had to adapt it to that. And so being a good team player, massively, massively important. Other things that I wanted to mention are actually different ways of working. So this podcast is for all temporary workers, and generally temporary workers will find work through a recruitment agency. But there are other avenues that you may want to consider. So there are opportunities within the gig economy, other types of platforms within the sharing economy, and, you know, potentially going self-employed. Now, just a quick word on the sharing economy. I do have a separate podcast that talks about that in more detail, but it's actually really, really interesting. And it's this concept of you know, what can you do? You know, could you rent out your driveway, for example, for people to park on it if you live in a kind of commuter belt or that sort of thing? So it's that whole kind of creative way of looking at things. So if that's of interest, I do recommend you listen to a specific podcast I've got on that, where I talk to the chair of Sharing Economy UK, which is their kind of association. So worth looking at, loads of opportunities there. But coming back to the gig economy and working through platforms, you may have heard about the Uber case that recently happened, whereby basically the Supreme Court judged that the self-employed drivers were actually workers, which meant that they are entitled to certain legal provisions such as access to minimum wage, paid holiday, etc. Now, the only reason I mention that, I don't want to go into it in huge amounts of detail because it won't be relevant for everyone, but it's just worth mentioning because what I think will probably happen, and I'm fairly sure is already starting to happen, is that other gig economy businesses may be looking at how they engage their workers, and they may give you different options to choose from, whether, you know, you could perhaps be offered a self-employed contract where the pay is structured differently to if you are engaged as a worker. And so it's well worth looking at all the different options. I don't think anyone is any better than another. It just depends what's going to work for you and your circumstances. So just be aware of that if you are looking to do things within the gig economy. The other thing I wanted to mention is about going self-employed. Now, I know a few of you are looking at that. What I wanted to say was that there is some research that I've got, which basically says that 60% of business owners are planning to use more freelancers this year than they have previously. And the most popular reason that they're looking to use freelancers is to bring in skills that those businesses don't already have in-house at the moment. Only a third of businesses have said that the reason why they would use freelancers is to save money. So it is not about money. It is about filling the gaps that they've got. And it might be that they're looking to maybe start a new project. They want to bring someone in to look at the feasibility of that before they get going, before they know that that's what they want to do permanently. Some of them may need some freelance resources to help speed up particular projects, because obviously things have perhaps been on hold depending on what it might be. So this is, anyway, there's all sorts of reasons there to potentially consider setting up on a freelance basis. If you are looking at that side of things, I would recommend another podcast series which I've got, which is all about self-employment. And within there, we look at all sorts of things relating to self-employment, how to set up, whether now's a good time, you know, some bits around the financial side of things, how to find new clients, how to market your business, how to price your services, you know, masses of different resources there. So well worth checking out if you're looking at it. So coming back to this podcast, to empower agency workers, it's worth noting actually that that a lot of the stuff we've covered relates to job seeking, and stuff that we will continue to be covering is also going to be relevant. So we've covered things around interview skills, presentation skills, different careers advice, how to stand out amongst the crowd, you know, different job scams. Now, there are lots of different job scams out there at the moment. They are deliberately exploiting job seekers in the pandemic. You know, people are paying for training that they don't need, applying for fake jobs that don't exist, paying for background checks, etc. So there's all sorts of stuff going on out there. So it's well worth being aware of what these scams are to try and protect yourself. Things we've got coming up are around resilience. Now, it is tough at the moment in the jobs market. So we're going to do some work around how to keep going, how to cope with, you know, perhaps lots of rejection, or perhaps never hearing back from job applications, etc. So, you know, we get it. I know what that must be like. So we want to bring some tools there to help you if that's what you're experiencing. Also going to do some sessions around career changes, how to use LinkedIn, you know, some stuff around if you're new to the jobs market, and so all sorts of really helpful resources coming up. And another thing just I wanted to mention is that we have a weekly job club on Clubhouse every Friday lunchtime at midday. So feel free to find us there, drop in with your questions. We have a discussion on what's going on, provide you with help if you wanted to test any presentation skills or whatever, you know, join us. Just have a listen, see whether there's anything from there that you might feel is helpful for you. Massively important thing that will help you from your recruitment agency is a key information document. Now, legally, recruitment agencies are required to provide you with a key information document, which basically outlines all the stuff you need to know about the work you'll be doing for them. So who you'll be working for, how much you'll be paid, what are the deductions, etc. So make sure your recruitment agency is giving you a key information document. Just wanted to conclude with saying, I really think 2021 is going to be so much of a better year than last year. Well, to be fair, it couldn't be much worse for many of us. So hang on in there. Keep going with the job applications. There are a lot of reasons to be positive right now. So yeah, and feel free to kind of use any of the resources on our website, which is iwork.co.uk. Get involved with our Facebook group, use these podcasts as a resource to help you, because that's what it's all about. We want to help you find work and find work that you enjoy. So good luck with it all, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to Empowering Agency Workers, hosted by Julia Kermode. For more information on today's discussion, please visit iwork.co.uk, where you can also join our growing community. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, then we would love you to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. We'll be back at the same time next week.